Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev. And I have to congratulate you as a coach who seems to really promote offense. Your team has always been one of the highest scoring teams in the league. I know that doesn't mean you shun defense, because some coaches get their back up when you say, well, hey, I'm an offensive coach. But it seems you maybe put a little bit more onus on offense than some coaches. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to play with possession and speed and let the puck do some work for us. And I think obviously this day and age kids love the offensive game a heck of a lot more than they love the defense. But we, like you said, we do that with a lot of respect to defense. And the one way we try and teach it is if we have the puck, we're going to defend a heck of a lot less. So it's definitely at the forefront of what we try and do.
Now, you guys have, you breezed over Oles in a four-game series where you scored 33 goals. And then in the last series, you did have one loss in overtime to the Okotoks Oilers. But even in in that series, in the other four games, you score 21 goals again. So you're a team that's really been rolling offensively and not giving up much at all. Why so dominant? How have you built such a juggernaut?
That's a heck of a question. I think it's all been around great kids. Great kids come from great families and guys who want to buy into not only our program, but our league. They want to buy into the NCAA and that route and all the good things that come with it. So for me, I really always say it's about the people that we've brought in and just great kids.
Now, you were a guy who played in the Western Hockey League for a bit, of course, and then actually in the Quebec Major Junior League, kind of rare to play in both of the junior ones. And, I've been in Brooks since 2011. You won a championship with them in 2012 as well. You've had tons of success. And you were a goalie, Ryan, right? So, which kind of funny, maybe a goalie who's really about the offense. Where'd you get the offensive creativity from a goalie background?
Who knows? That's a great question. I guess the way that I look at the game is you need to have the ability to win in a number of different ways. And some nights you may need to outscore your problems, because you're never going to be as good as you want to be every game. So we've just always tried to stress different ways to score. And the way the game's changed now, it's so hard to create offense. So I think we're always looking for different ideas and different ways to produce offense and create. And so far so good.
Is it so difficult to create offense because there's very few weak players on the team and everybody can get to an area now? Is that it? Or do you find that there's still, a lot of coaches who focus more on how to shut down offense rather than how to create offense?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, I think the gap between the best players and the weakest aren't, it's not a very big gap. So you've got a lot of guys that are able to skate and get to places and defend. But I think it's not so much coaches that don't focus on offense. It's more just having good quality coaches, guys that put in a lot of time and effort and review a lot of video and make their players smarter and better. And everybody's looking for that advantage. And I think that's where we've kind of shifted. And instead of looking always for that defensive advantage, we're going to try and do it on the other side of the puck.
Now, Josh McKechnie, for you, having an outstanding season, especially in the playoffs, got 13 points in only five games for you guys. In nine games. Now he's up to 19 points. He's really been lighting it up, as well as Parker Fu. When you look at your offensive packages, Ryan, how much creativity or how much coaching goes into the offensive zone? Like, do you guys work on not necessarily set plays at times, but really show video, okay, this is how you could exploit a team defensively? Have you put more of an onus on that maybe than in previous years?
No, not in previous years, but it's definitely something we do. I mean, we like to look at a lot of how teams defend off the rush, how they defend in zone, how they defend off of faceoffs, lots of different things that we like to break down as a staff. And then just little things we like to throw by our players in terms of ideas and ways we think they can create. There's some things that we look at in terms of plays that we like to continually go through in sets in practice. And then once we get to a game, as long as there's some relativity to being defensively minded. We let our guys make a lot of plays in the offensive zone, and I think you have to. They got to be the ones to make the reads and make the plays. And game nights is where we just kind of stand there and they go about their business.
Ryan Papineau joins us, head coach of the Brooks Bandits, looking to win the AJHL title again. They take on Whitecourt and, of course, Gore Thibodeau, tons of experience behind the bench. You don't see Whitecourt very often in the regular season, but I'm sure you watched a little game film on that team, who's got some guys going offensively of their own, Justin Young and Joseph Nardi, who are 1-2 in playoff scoring right now. Granted, they played more games than your team, but What do you make of this Whitecourt team? What's their strength? Being physical is what Gord said he has to be against your team. What do you have to do to shut them down?
Well, that's it. We got to shut them down. They're a team that has a lot of similarities to us, in our opinion. They've got a fantastic top six group of forwards that can all score and really can make plays. But even deeper than that, their so-called bottom six is fast. It's skilled. And they do have some size and some heavy guys, but they can all play. So we feel like offensively they're going to be a huge test for us to see if we can handle them. We really feel like we're playing a similar team. So lots of respect for the way that they play, and then obviously for Gord and his background. So we're really looking forward to it.
How are the crowds in Brooks?
They've been crazy. It's been really nice. Game five, we were over 2,000, and the people are, I think the economy hit a little bit, which affected some things over the last couple of years, but it seems like everything's starting to level out and people are real excited for this playoff.
And Ryan, on a personal note, I know this is a tough one for a coach, but coaches, just like players at times, are looking to go to the next level. Not every coach, Gord Thibodeau would be an example of that, who's somebody who just found a comfort level at the AJHL. Are you somebody who's still very young? I think 33 years of age. Is your plan to want to keep climbing the coaching ladder, or are you somebody who looks to want to just keep nurturing and developing players at the AJHL level?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's tough. I mean, right now I've decided to stay here for another 5 years, and we kind of have everything that you would ever want. We've got a tremendous facility. We've got a great community. Like we just talked about, great fans. We're successful right now recruiting. So we like the kids we're working with. We like the path that we're sending them down to the U.S. to play college hockey. I think that, at some point in time, there may be an opportunity to look elsewhere. But, for now, I'm real happy. I've got a great situation. And, like I said, for a third time, working with great kids.
Well, Ryan, continued success. Best of luck, and hopefully you get another championship to Brooks.
Awesome. I appreciate it.